USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
More details about the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas. Lieutenant Chris Olivares with the Texas Department of Public Safety says the suspect entered and barricaded himself in only one classroom.
We had a specialized tactical team arrive, comprised of federal officers, local police officers as well. They made forcible entry into that classroom. One of those officers was met with gunfire. He was shot, non-life-threatening injury. And at that point, they were able to shoot and kill the shooter.
The suspect was in the classroom for about 40 minutes before the rampage was ended by law enforcement. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt on Wednesday signed into law House Bill 4327 that prohibits abortions from fertilization with some exceptions and allows private citizens to sue those who help women terminate their pregnancies. The governor claims life is a human right. USA Radio News.
What life insurance policy is right for you? Ethos Life makes it so easy. It's all online. You go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Click Get My Quote. It will take you to a cool online calculator where it will estimate the coverage and monthly cost. Then you can play around with the slider. Change the amount of coverage and cost so you get what's right for you. And when you are ready, just click Apply. Answer a few questions, and that's it. No doctors, no medical exams, no blood tests. It takes about 10 minutes. It's easy, risk-free. It's one of the best things to do for your family's future. You are in control, and you get the price that's right for you, right now. The best rates are available through this exclusive radio offer. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. EthosLifeRadio.com. Go get your quote now.
The Biden administration is being accused of allowing the baby formula shortage to become a crisis.
Some states are facing serious shortages of baby formula. A House Energy and Commerce subcommittee held a hearing on Wednesday to investigate the Food and Drug Administration's role in the shortage. Virginia Republican Congressman Morgan Griffith says the Biden administration should have acted sooner.
Was the administration aware that an infant formula shortage was developing for over 2 years and failed to take sufficient action to prevent the shortage from getting worse? Or were they caught flat-footed? Or, as I believe, both. No matter the reason, it's not acceptable.
He says he wants to know why the FDA didn't act if they allegedly knew about the shortage 3 months ago. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
In basketball, the Western Conference Finals has Golden State traveling to Dallas, Texas tonight. The Warriors lead the series 3-1 in the best of 7. USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and 6-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Senator Marsha Blackburn, the Republican from Tennessee on Newsmax overnight, says the Biden administration is the enemy of energy independence in America.
Inflation, the open border, crime in the streets, those are the things that Tennesseans are talking with me about most. Very concerned about the price at the pump. In our Commerce, Science, and Transportation Committee today, we were trying to push some amendments forward that would deal with these issues. You know, getting the EPA, Department of Energy, to approve these drilling permits. There are about 5,000 drilling permits that are languishing. People who hold leases and want to move forward and drill, but they can't. They're waiting to get that drill permit. Of course, this administration could choose to take some actions like restarting the Keystone Pipeline, which, Bob, by the way, would have been finished by the end of the year had Biden not stopped it. Everyone in Alaska is for this drilling, but the Biden administration is not.
NASA's James Webb Space Observatory successfully watched a moving asteroid as the telescope keeps performing as expected. The successful tracking of a nearby object shows that the telescope can keep a watch on solar system objects as well as distant galaxies for the next 20 years. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.